Grab your Bible. Grab your Bible, quick. Turn to Luke chapter 12. Come on now. We're going to raise a storm here this morning. Chapter 12, Luke, verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Come on, let's all read that together. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Now, in this context, do not fear means? Do not fear. Do not fear, right. There's no fear in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The kingdom of God does not contain any fear.
Amen.
Just turn to your neighbor and say, he's given you the kingdom. Then say to them, it was his pleasure to give me the kingdom. Hallelujah. Somebody might get converted this morning. Luke 17. Verse 20, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you.
Amen.
Say to your neighbor on either side, the kingdom of God is within you. And there's no fear in the kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm happy. Anybody else happy? Well, let's turn to Romans. Chapter 14. Verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tell someone the kingdom within you is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So there's no fear in the kingdom within you, but there is righteousness, there is peace, and there is joy in the Holy Spirit within you.
Amen.
Is this good or is this good? 1 Corinthians 4. Verse 20. Pastor Clive's theme verse for the year. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of... Come on, let's all say it together. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. So here is this kingdom. There's no fear in it. It's righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And it's power. And it's within you. Because it was the Father's good pleasure to give you that kingdom.
Yes.
1985, I wrote a book about the kingdom, which we call the positive kingdom. Might sound a strange name to give a book about the kingdom of God. But you see, everything in God's kingdom is positive. There are no negatives in his kingdom. And the reason for that is very simple. That there are no negatives in God. You have the kingdom within you because you have the king within you.
Yes.
And the kingdom of the king is righteous. He is the prince of peace. He is the Lord of joy. He is the almighty one. He is love. He is good. He is kind. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is the healer. He is the provider. Everything about him is positive. And you see, the nature of the kingdom reflects the nature of the king, because it's where the king rules and reigns. So the king has established his kingdom within you so that he can reign in you in love, in joy, in peace, in power, in mercy, in grace, in kindness, in goodness, in everything that is positive. So that which is negative does not belong to God's kingdom. Therefore, God does not want the negative in you, because that is an affront to his kingdom.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Absolutely.
Are you there? Yes. Now, there are two spiritual kingdoms, not one. They're not equal kingdoms, because the kingdom of God is far superior to the kingdom of this world, to the kingdom of darkness, to the dominion where Satan has his rule. But everything about Satan is negative. He's a liar, a thief, deceiver. He still steals, kills, destroys. He promotes sickness, fear. Everything about him is negative. His desire is to reign in the life of everybody on planet Earth. That's his desire, because he knows it's God's desire. When a person is born again, God kicks out of his life all the negatives and puts in the seed of his kingdom. Now, contained in that seed is everything that is positive. And he, in reality, says, you do not belong to the negative anymore, and the negative does not belong to you. So if there are any negatives, kick it out. Kick them out. They don't belong there. Put them to death. This is the kind of language Scripture uses. Now, Christ lives in you. This is what God has been saying to us since the first week of term, reminding us again and again that he has put the fullness of his life in us so that he can reign in our lives and through our lives, express his reign wherever we are, whatever we're doing, so that he might express his kingdom life in the church, in the town, in the area, in the nation, that his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But everything about his will is positive. Now, how do you know when you are expressing the life of the kingdom within you? And how do you know when you've allowed yourself to be deceived, so that you're expressing that which does not belong to his kingdom, but which belongs to the other kingdom from which you have now been set free? Turn to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to be very practical this morning. Verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, the reason why I called the book The Positive Kingdom, you see, is because it's very, very easy. There's a simple test that we can all apply to our lives and need to apply to our lives regularly to see whether we're expressing the life of God's kingdom or the life of the kingdom from which we have been delivered. Who agrees it would not be clever to actually manifest the kingdom from which we've been set free? I mean, that's not clever. So the simple test that we can apply and need to, and some of us have heard this before, but I don't care how many times you've heard it before, because what matters is whether you're doing it or not. Is what I'm thinking positive or negative? Is what I'm saying positive or negative? Is what I'm believing positive or negative? Is what I'm doing positive or negative, as God would determine? Say moan.
Moan.
No, come on, you can do it better than that. Moan. Murmur. Miserable. Do those words even sound positive? When you moan, when you're miserable, when you're murmuring against authority, you're reflecting the kingdom of darkness. Those things are clearly negative. See, the scripture says, rejoice in the Lord always. Is that positive? Okay, so we do that. Discontentedness. Is that positive or negative? Pardon?
Negative.
See, it's not difficult, is it, for us to see what is positive, what is negative, what is inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, and what is inspired by Satan. So you see, forgiveness is
positive.
Is what?
Is
positive. Unforgiveness is
negative.
So Jesus says, if you're in unforgiveness, your Father won't forgive you because you're living as if you belong to the kingdom of darkness and not the kingdom of light. Abundance, does that sound positive or negative?
Positive.
Pardon?
Positive.
Lack, does that sound positive or negative?
Negative.
So where does that come from?
God.
See, there's no lack in God's kingdom. And God's kingdom is within you. So when we speak lack, we're speaking in the name of? Come on.
Satan.
Come on.
Satan.
That's it.
Yeah, you see, we don't want to say that, do we? But when Peter spoke negatively, Jesus looked him straight in the eye and said, get behind me, Satan. You're on the side of man, not of God.
Yes.
You're not speaking as one who belongs to the kingdom. You're not speaking righteousness, peace, and joy. You're not speaking provision and abundance. You're not speaking that which is positive. You're not speaking that which has come from God. You're speaking as if you belong to the other kingdom. One moment, Peter was a mouthpiece for the kingdom of God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Next moment, he was a mouthpiece for the devil. Now, everyone in this room has done that. Jesus says that nothing outside a man makes him unclean, but only that which comes from within, within his heart. So, where does this negative stuff come from? Jesus says it doesn't come from outside of you, it comes from inside of you. But wait a minute, on the inside of you is the kingdom. So what is being allowed to coexist with the kingdom? I mean, the answer to that should be, well, nothing. Because Jesus is ruling and reigning in my life. Jesus is expressing the life of his positive kingdom through what I say and what I do. Hello? So the amazing thing that God has done is to put the fullness of his positive kingdom within us. Remember, Jesus taught the parable of the sower? The sower is the seed of the word of the kingdom of God. Satan wants to snatch that seed out of the heart. That's what Jesus says. In that parable, he doesn't say that the seed never entered the heart, that it was rejected. No, no. He said Satan comes and steals the word of the kingdom from the heart. Why? There's nothing Satan is more afraid of than that somebody should get the revelation that they have the kingdom and that Christ can rule and reign in them. Why? Because that's the end of his reign in that person's life once they've got the revelation. So he wants to steal that revelation. Then there's the seed that falls on the rocky soil where somebody hears it. Yes, hallelujah, I've got the kingdom within me. But they don't live in the good of the revelation. They don't let that seed produce the positive life within them that is within the seed. So as soon as a time of testing comes, it's like the seed sown on the rock. It's got no depth to it. So it quickly withers and dies, and the person just gets back to being negative. Then there's the seed that falls among the thorns. Well, yes, this person's got the revelation. Yes, he can join in and say, oh, yes, the positive kingdom is within me. The positive life is within me. But that person's allowing other negatives. The deceitfulness of wealth. The cares of this life. He gets worried. He gets fearful about money, about other circumstances. And what happens? That chokes the life of the kingdom and prevents it from being fruitful. Woo! But then there's a seed that falls on the good soil. And that reproduces 30, 60, 100 times what was sown. And Jesus says that those that bear the hundredfold fruit are those who hold fast to the word of God with an honest and good heart. What have they got? They've got hearts full of the revelation of the kingdom, but they're living it. They're expressing that positive life in what they say, in what they do, in what they believe, in the way they think, in the attitudes they have, in their body language even. They're positive people because they positively belong to the positive kingdom where the positive God reigns positively in their lives. Very easy for us to see when we're being positive and when we're being negative. Sin is so it doesn't belong to the kingdom. Jesus cannot rule in sin. So before he could establish the kingdom in the life of anybody, he has to forgive all their sins. Cleanse them from all sin. Make them absolutely pure so that when he sows that seed, it's in pure, good soil. A new heart, a pure heart. But you see, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 7:1 that we have to cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates spirit and body. Because when you allow any negatives in your life, that purity, that presence of the positive kingdom is being compromised. That's not clever. And it's easy for us to try to justify ourselves, to try to excuse ourselves and say, well, I mean, you know, nobody is positive all the time. Yes, They are. The Holy Spirit within you is positive all the time. Christ in you is positive all the time.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's true.
So if you're not positive all the time, you're not expressing the kingdom. The King is being grieved. The Spirit of God is being grieved. And you're not a happy bunny. Because being negative never made anybody happy. Now you see, when we pray, we want God to do a whole series of positive things. Heal me, provide for me, do this, do that. I think sometimes God says, oh, you've been negative, and now suddenly you want to be positive. I've listened to your thoughts and your fears that I wouldn't provide, that I wouldn't heal you, that I wouldn't do this, that I wouldn't do that. Now all of a sudden, you're the man or woman of great faith. Oh, Lord, I believe. Oh, no, wait a minute. I can see where there is the negative and where I can see where there is the positive. Because I don't look upon the outward appearance, I look upon the heart. And from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Not just in the prayer meeting, because we all know how to say the right things in the prayer meeting, don't we? We know how to say what we ought to say in the prayer meeting, yes? But who knows that God doesn't answer prayer meetings? He answers what is in the heart. Praise God. Now, I don't know about you, but I want Christ to rule and reign in my life. Now, as part of this kingdom deal, you know, you give your life to me, I give you my life, I give you my kingdom. God has put some incredible stuff inside of us. You see, think about it for a moment. Where Christ is able to rule means that in those circumstances, he is allowed to be Lord. In other words, to express his reign, we have to express his authority. You see, there isn't the expression of power without the expression of authority. So the kingdom, the rule of God is of power, but you only see the power of the kingdom when you exercise the authority of the kingdom. So Jesus always exercised his power or demonstrated his power through the exercise of his authority. The same is true for all those who belong to his kingdom because it is his kingdom, it is his reign, his rule, his authority that he's put within us. So he says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Why? Because you have that authority. I have given you authority over all the power of the evil one. Nothing will harm you. Why? Because the kingdom of darkness has been kicked out of us, and now the kingdom of light is within us. So we have authority over Satan and everything in his dominion, because that's darkness. And wherever we cause the light to shine, the darkness has to disappear. Light and darkness cannot live together. So you see, God's attitude is, why let any darkness remain in you when you are filled with light, when you are the children of light, when you have the power of the positive kingdom, when you've got the authority to kick out whatever does not belong to the authority, to the power of the kingdom? In other words, stop being negative. in your thinking, in your speaking, in your doing, in your relationships. Is love negative or positive? Is kindness negative or positive? Is goodness negative or positive? It's easy to see, isn't it? You'll have to forgive me for making it so simple, so that you understand it, but I'm a simple guy. I mean, we don't have to get ourselves all full of highfalutin teaching. We just have to see, well, I've got the positive kingdom. It's time I stop flapping around, trying to excuse myself for this negative, that negative, this situation, that situation. It's time for me to express the positive life of the positive kingdom that is within me. It's time for me to kick out all the negative thinking and think positively. It's time for me to kick out all the negative speaking and speak positively. It's time for me to kick out all the negative actions and act positively. God doesn't have to do anything in my life beyond what he's already done for that to be possible, because he's already put his positive kingdom within me. So I can do it. And because the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, God has put his Spirit within you to enable you to do that, to live in the positive, and to let the positive live in you. I hate it when I hear myself speak negatively. And you stamp on the devil again, because you're not going to give him even a little victory. Why give him one sentence that he can rejoice in today? Why even have a thought that he is going to rejoice in? Ah, got you there. Thought negatively, didn't you? Get out, you foul devil. You're not in charge of my thinking. My mind is my own, given me by the Lord, and he's given me the mind of Christ, so I can think with the mind of Christ, so I can allow the positive thoughts of the positive kingdom to fill my mind. Some of you might think, well, I'm a very negative person. No, you're not. You're a positive person. Because you've got the positive one living in you.
Yes.
Okay, now let's come to the actions that we need to see God doing in our lives. Is healing positive or negative? So when we have a need, what does God want to do? So it's a waste of time saying, Lord, do you want to do this or not? Because I mean, I think he says, well, what do you think I'm living in you for?
Come on.
I'm not living in you to make you sick. I'm living in you to heal you. If we need provision, what does the one within us want to do? And the one who is over us, because we express the authority, the reign, the rule of the one who is over us as Lord. See, I've heard some people ask, you know, on the staff, are we going to get paid this month? What a question. What do you mean, are we getting paid? Where did that come from? Which kingdom did that question come from? Where did that attitude come from? Come Well, we need to see God's provision. Well, we better get in the kingdom flow, hadn't we? As somebody asks the question, you ask it back. Well, are you? Are you going to get paid this month? See, this isn't a game. And God puts real tests of our faith before us. Why? Because the tests reveal where we're negative. And God says, I want this negative stuff right out of your lives.
Hallelujah.
I want it out of your thinking. And you know, I've told you before, that when you fail a test, you have to sit it again. It's like the driving test. You have to keep sitting it until you pass the test. So, you know, sometimes it seems that God can put one situation after another in front of you which brings out the negative. Why? Because he wants to cleanse you of the negative. It can be a bit discouraging sometimes when you see how much negativity there is in you. So much so that you might think you can't kick it out. But of course you can.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you've got the authority to kick it out. You've got kingdom authority. Now, some people you see who don't like this sort of walk of faith, they say, well, wait a minute, we've got to be reasonable. I agree. What is more reasonable than to believe what God says?
Yes.
I think that is the most reasonable thing you can do. I don't know of anyone better to believe than God. I think it's totally reasonable to believe whatever he says in his word.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
In fact, I would think it would be very unreasonable not to believe God.
Yes.
In fact, I would consider that to be very foolish not to believe God. In fact, I would say that's exactly what the Prince of Darkness does. And he loves to sow doubt concerning the word and the promises of God.
Yes.
Now, shall I tell you why Satan does that? Because Satan knows the word of God is true.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wouldn't want to sow doubt if he didn't know it was true. He wouldn't want to undermine faith unless he knew the word of God was true. You see, what you have to understand is that even demons have stronger faith than most Christians. The demons recognized who Jesus was long before the disciples did. And the demons were actually terrified of the authority that Jesus had.
Yes.
And when he sent the 72 out and they came back, they were so overjoyed. Why? Because even the demons submit to us. Even those evil entities that acknowledge Satan are under our authority. Wow! Why? Because there's no fear in the kingdom. I have given you authority over all the power of the evil one, and nothing shall harm you. What does the devil want to say? You come against me and you wait for the backlash. Nuts! Get out! Liar!
Right. That's it.
So he tries to instill a spirit of fear, but there's no fear in the kingdom. So he wants to sow everything that is the opposite of the kingdom. You see, I mean, you've heard me say, I know, 100 times, when you pray for someone, lay hands on someone, you're not asking God to do something. You're imparting something of the positive kingdom. You're saying, here it is, take it, receive it. So Peter and John, they didn't pray for the cripple at the temple gate. They just said, what we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. Come on. What are you doing? Sitting down there still. Move, man, move. I mean, there was none of this, oh Lord, even though there's no keyboard in the background, we know you are here. There was none of that stuff. You're a potential time bomb waiting to go off, full of the power of God. The Christian's biggest enemy is fear.
That's right.
Afraid that God won't provide. So you make contingency plans. Listen, with faith, there's no contingency plans. That God won't heal. Fear that God won't heal. Listen, if we're God's kingdom people, there can only ever be one outcome, and that's the right outcome.
Yes.
What are you sitting there so quietly for? Amen. Amen! Now, you can listen to this message. You listen to a lot of faith-building messages in the first week of term. But God isn't concerned that you listen to faith-building messages. What he's concerned about is that you walk in faith. That you walk in the positive. That the positive is being expressed through you all the time. You kick out the negative, and when the negative comes against you, you take authority over the one who is behind that negative.
Yes.
Say, no way, Jose, that's not coming anywhere near me. You're not getting in with any of your negatives, with any of your lies, with any of your accusations. You're not going to undermine my faith with anything you say. Sometimes people say negative things to you and you have to put up the shield of faith. Right there and then, you refuse, you absolutely refuse to receive what is being said. Now, correction is positive. The Lord corrects his people in love, his children in love. Correction is positive. Judgment is negative. So we can be prepared to receive correction. But there's a difference between correction that is done in love and judgment that actually undermines faith. So you see, God's word to us this morning is perhaps to correct a whole lot of things. A whole lot of negatives that we've allowed in. But okay, that's positive. Because it's going to enable the life and the power of the positive kingdom to be expressed through us. But God isn't judging us. God isn't condemning us. God isn't saying, I'm dissatisfied with you, my people. He's just saying, come on. I put my positive kingdom within you. I want to see the positive life of my positive kingdom positively being expressed in your positive life. Therefore, it's time to repent of all the negative, to turn away from all the negative, to embrace, to believe all that is positive. I can't. Is that positive or negative? I can. Is that positive or negative? I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Is that positive or negative? Isn't it easy? That's the trouble. It's so easy that we've got no excuses. Oh, well, Lord, I know you gave me my kingdom, but I didn't understand how your kingdom could be expressed through my life. Yes, you did. Colin Urquhart told you. 23rd, is it? 23rd of January 2007. And if you're on the staff, he told you in 2006 and 2005 and 2004 and 2003 and 2002 and 2001. And every time the kingdom got mentioned, he told you.
Come on, that is right.
And God always repeats himself for emphasis. Praise the Lord. What did Jesus spend all his time doing? Preaching about the kingdom. He never taught without a parable, and all the parables are parables of the kingdom. What did Paul preach and teach? The gospel of the kingdom. When he was under house arrest in Rome for the last 2 years of his life, it says every day he taught the kingdom of God. I mean, even when he was chained to Roman soldiers, they got his lip. He told them all about the positive kingdom. So much so that by the time Paul was killed, there was a Christian community in the Imperial Guard. Like a secret church among the soldiers. You know, whose turn was it to be chained to Paul? Oh, well, here's another one for the kingdom. But you see, it was kingdom, 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 yes. Kingdom, kingdom.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Amen.
Jesus never taught us to pray, may your church come and your will be done.
That's right.
May your kingdom come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You can't build the kingdom. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, we need to see the kingdom of God. You can't build the kingdom. You can't build where God reigns. Jesus says, I will build my church, because he was building the lives of his people together. And the church has spots and wrinkles. You mustn't confuse the church and the kingdom. There's no spots and wrinkles in the kingdom. There's nothing negative in the kingdom. There's nothing lacking in the kingdom.
That's right.
Kingdom isn't the same as the church. But the church is to be God's kingdom people living kingdom life. Hallelujah. So the king is coming back.
Hallelujah.
For those who are reigning on earth. And he's actually going to establish a new heaven and a new earth. And we will reign with him on the earth. Not just floating about in space somewhere. We are going to reign with him on earth in the new earth. When everything will acknowledge the authority of the Lord and the King. Somebody say hallelujah quick. So it's great to talk about it and sing about it. The kingdom of righteousness I've received. Hallelujah. But it's not a matter of talk or of singing, but of power. And the power is only exercised when you exercise the authority of the kingdom that God has put within you. So just one more thing. The kingdom, therefore, you're ready for this one. The kingdom is always expressed Do you really want me to tell you this?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
If I tell you it, will you do it?
Yes.
There was a hesitation there. If I tell you, will you do it?
Yes.
Okay. The kingdom is always expressed in obedience.
Yes. Right.
Is obedience positive or negative?
Positive.
Is disobedience positive or negative?
Negative?
There you are, you've just preached your own sermon to yourself. Which is why Jesus said, if you love me, you will always be positive and obey me. So, of course, the enemy loves to tempt people to be disobedient. Because that's a slap in the face for Jesus, you see. And he knows that if he can get people to be disobedient, they won't have any confidence in exercising the authority of the kingdom over his works. So you see, John says, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God because we obey his commands and do whatever pleases him. And when you've got confidence before God, somebody go and see the postman. When you've got confidence before God, you've got confidence over all the power of the evil one. The devil didn't want you to hear that. You all got interested in the postman. Let me tell you, there is no salvation. Well, there may be salvation in the postman. We'll pray for him. But you won't get any salvation from him. But what does God want to save you from? He wants to save you from everything that is negative.
Yes.
He has done that, he is doing that, and he will do that. It's the process. So praise God.
Amen.
Now, I just thought it might be fun if in the last half an hour we had some positive action.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord. Have I got to start all over again? I mean, we could actually exercise the authority of the kingdom this morning and
yes.
see some very positive things happen.
Yes.
Okay, let's all stand then. Now we could all sing that the kingdom of power has been given to me, but you know that, so we don't need to sing it. The Lord knows it, you know it. Amen?
Amen.
You have the authority of the kingdom within you? Are we all focused here? I said you have the authority of the kingdom within you. Come on, let's lift our hands then and praise the Lord for what he's given us. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise him. He's given you the authority of the kingdom, the authority to rule and reign. Everything of the seed of the kingdom that he planted in you is positive. It's the kingdom of love. It's the kingdom of life. It's the kingdom of mercy. It's the kingdom of grace. It's the kingdom of power. It's the kingdom of goodness. It's the kingdom of kindness. It's the kingdom of forgiveness. Hallelujah. It's the kingdom of healing. It's the kingdom of provision. It's the kingdom of abundance. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Parata parazata bakarazituba. Barata parazata bakarazituba. Barata parazata bakarazituba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Parata parazata bakarazato bakarazituba. Barata parazata bakarazituba. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Okay, let's kick out the negative then. Just kick out whatever. I mean, don't argue about it. Just kick it out. Kick out every negative attitude, every negative thought. Just kick it out, saying, I'm not going to have any more of that negativity in my life. Kick out those fears. I'm not going to let fear rule me. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a right thinking. Oh, we kick out the negative in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out of my life in the name of Jesus. You have no place in me. No negatives belong in my mind. No negatives belong in my heart. No negatives belong in my mouth. No negatives belong in my actions. Now, when you kick out the negative, you make space. So now fill that space with the positive. Thank you, Lord. You've given me authority. Thank you. You've given me power. Thank you that you've given me the love of your kingdom. Thank you that I have the fullness of the life of your kingdom. Thank you that you have filled me with every positive. I choose to fill my mind now with the positive, to fill my mouth with the positive, to fill my heart with the positive. I fill my life with positive action. I will forgive. I will be merciful. I will be gracious. I will love. I will walk with faith. I will trust you. I will believe your word. I will speak that which is good and bold and encouraging and upbuilding. Come on, Phil, speak that positive over your life. Hora tipahaya. Hora tapara satapakahaya. Oh, parazata bakaharanduma. Oh, mamarasato bakara sitrisatuba. Yes, 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 yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Now we're going to exercise the authority over the evil one and all the powers of the evil one, everything that comes against you. I just felt when I was praying that God was saying that we often allow the negative. We don't hold up the shield of faith till it's too late. He's already got behind our defenses and we've allowed the negative in. So we're going to take this shield of faith now, but we're going to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Because, you know, when there's lack, when there's need, when there's sickness, when there's anything that's negative, in some way the enemy is behind that. He is encouraging that. He is certainly discouraging faith to believe that those situations, those circumstances will be changed. So now then, hallelujah. Are you ready for some victory?
Yes.
Is victory positive or negative?
Positive.
Is failure positive or negative?
Negative.
Is defeat positive or negative? So failure and defeat do not belong to your life, but victory does. Hallelujah. You ready for some victory then? Okay, we'll get it. Go on. Take authority then. Take authority over everything that's come against you. Not a formula of words, just see those things actually being bound up now, as if you're putting a rope around those things so they cannot have any further influence over your life. And then you're going to kick them out for good. I mean, when you bind, what do? You restrict. Come on, rope. Tie that rope. Truss those things up. I truss up that sickness in the name of Jesus. You're not going to come against me. You're not going to keep hold of my life any longer in the name of Jesus, because I have the power of the victorious one in me. Sickness, you are defeated. Sickness, you are broken. Your power is broken over my life. Infirmity, you have to leave my life. Every spirit of infirmity, you are bound. You have to leave. You have no further influence over my life in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Come on now. I want to hear faith in this room. I don't want to hear prayer. I want to hear faith. I want to hear authority. I want hell to be shaken this morning. Give glory to God for the victory. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus. I don't have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of faith. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Right now, we're going to get victory in this financial area. Now, just listen to me. The expenses of this ministry are far greater than the visible income of this ministry, the visible income. But that's always been the case. It's been the case for years. Now is no different from what it's always been. We've never had the visible income to meet what needs to be done. We've always needed to see God's provision in addition to the visible income. So now is no different from any other time. And God knows that. But if we start speaking need and lack and are we this, are we that? I mean, if you ask the question, am I going to get paid this week? God asks you it back. Well, are you going to get paid this week? What do you believe? Or this month or whenever it is. Are you? What do you believe? Now, because we always need to see God's provision in addition to the visible income, that's one area where the enemy will attack to try to hinder the flow of the provision. He can't stop the flow of what is visible, but he will try in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, to hinder that which we need to receive from God. But we're not going to allow him to do that. You see, God could be talking to people this morning, telling them to send money to Kingdom Faith, and the enemy immediately comes and says, no, you don't have to do that. Not yet. You don't need to do that. Just wait. It might be more convenient to do it next month. All kinds of things like that. Because you know what it is when God tells you to do something, suddenly there's an argument going on. You think, well, where did that come from? The argument didn't come from God. He just told you what to do. And if you didn't do it immediately, then you get an argument. Because that's given the enemy the opportunity, you see. So I think it's time to put the enemy in his place. And then I think we can exercise, I'm sure we can exercise our kingdom authority to loose, to release the provision. Because I've been reading my Bible. And my Bible says that that provision is our inheritance. I'm not going to have anybody steal my inheritance. Okay, are we ready for some victory here? Come on, just get in victory mode now. Oh, Rasahando Bakahaya. Oh, Ratipaha. Oh, Rasatahara Batandama. Oh, Paparazataba. Oh, wait. I said, let's get in victory mode. You don't have to be all intense about this. It's not going to happen through your intensity. It's going to happen through faith. Now we're in victory mode. We're in praising mode. We're in glory mode. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on. Just get in the flow of the victory. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Karati Pahaya. In the name of Jesus, we bind every power of darkness that in any way would seek to hinder the flow of God's provision into our lives personally, into this church, into this ministry. And in the name of Jesus, we render all such opposition defeated, overcome. Get out! And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we release his provision. We release his abundance. We release the flow that will fulfill the promise of God. Overflowing abundance. Yes! Oh, yes! 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 Parata parazata bakarazituba. Barata parazatuba. Barata parazatuba. Okay. Now we're going to go the second mile. Are you ready? Staff, are you ready? I said, staff, are you ready? Because we've never paid bonuses. But I believe that we can trust God for such abundance this year that by the end of the year, we will want and we will be in the position to pay bonuses. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes! Yes! Yes, 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 yes! Oh, yes, 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 yes! Praise you, Jesus! Well, there's a lot of noise up the front here. I don't know how much noise is going on in the back. And these aren't the guys that are going to get the bonuses, so... Those of you that are going to get them should be a whole heap more excited than those that aren't. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Come on, let's just praise the Lord. Yes! 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 Right, now, if when I said that about bonus, any of you had the thought, that'll be the day, that came from Satan. See, that's the negative. Uh-huh. I mean, it came from your heart. It's your question. So we've isn't it good that we've done with all that stuff? Now we're going to help one another in love. Not listen, I'm being serious now. If you ridicule this, God will be grieved. So I'm not asking you to do something now that is going to ridicule what we've heard this morning. But we're going to help each other and encourage one another. And if you hear any of your brothers or sisters around here in Kingdom Faith say something negative, don't judge them, but just ask them a question. Is that positive or negative? Now, don't fool around with this, but seriously ask them a question. Is that positive or negative? Just ask them a question. Why? Because, you see, when we set our hearts at doing this, we've got so used to being negative in some ways. I mean, I was teaching this stuff when my kids were small. One of them's here this morning. And Clive can tell you, if I ever said anything negative, the first to jump on me were the kids and said, "Dad, are you being positive or negative?" But you see, what it produced was positive children. Hallelujah. Sometimes they were tempted to go a little bit beyond that and say, "Is this the positive preacher speaking?" Hallelujah. But he's turned out positive. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Okay. Go and have a positive day.